Good morning, Steve.
This is a device, high tech, implanted in the eye to help people who have retinal problems, right?
That's right. It's the first device approved by the FDA for people who have a condition called retinitis pigmentosa, affecting about 1 in 4,000 people, where the cells of the retina, the cells that are able to convert light energy into electrical impulses that the brain then puts back together, it actually replaces those cells that are dying. Now, that being said, this device allows people to see shadows and sometimes locating, you know, a white square and a black square, and sometimes seeing some images. They can't really read with it, although if the letters are large enough, they can certainly make the letters out. But what's interesting about this, Steve, is that this offers people who otherwise would be completely visionless, losing their sight completely over time, the ability to maintain function, that they can perform activities of daily life, they can act more independently. And that's quite encouraging. The way it works is that there is electrodes very similar to how your camera works, with the lens on your camera and the imager on the camera itself, to be able to give you all those megapixels that you see when they're advertised. And this takes in the light from a pair of glasses that you're wearing on your face. The glasses actually convert what you're seeing, and by an electrode, sends it to the eye. The eye then converts this signal in the retina, converts the signal into something the nerves can understand, and you can see something. What they want to do is actually bypass the glasses eventually so that you just have this implant. And as you know, with what you see with cameras and how they've improved over time with the resolution and the number of pixels, this likely is what's going to occur with this particular technology. As with any computerized technology, you tend to see version 1, then it goes increasing versions as they improve the nanotechnology and improve the ability of the sensors to work. So it's very encouraging because it may be able to use for people with macular degeneration, which affects a whole host of other people as well.
And they actually hook the devices right up to the nerves for automatic transmission to the brain. It's quite fascinating.
It is very fascinating, Steve.
Thank you, Doctor.